There are four events recorded in the Torah where a question in Halacha presented itself, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the answer and he turned to Hashem for guidance. The first is at the end of Parshas Emor, where it was unclear what to do with the Megadev, the person who pronounced the name of Hashem in blasphemy. The second one we read on Shabbos in Parshas Valoischa, regarding Pesach Sheni. The third one is in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shalach, the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the one who was Mechal Shabbos. And the fourth one is the conundrum of the Benoi Salavchot and Parshas Pinchas. What's interesting to note, in the case of Pesach Sheni and the case of the Benoi Salavchot, Moshe did not waste any time and he turned to Hashem immediately to ask what should be done. However, in the case of the Megadev and the Mekoshesh, Moshe did not rush right away to find out what to do. He first had them in prison, and then he took his time before he inquired what the proper halacha is in this situation. So what's the difference? So with this contrast, Moshe is teaching us a powerful lesson about judging others. By the issue of Pesach Sheni and the Benoi Salavchot, the objective of the inquiry was in order to do a mitzvah. When it comes to doing a mitzvah and helping others do mitzvahs, we should act with alacrity. However, by the Megadev and the Mekoshesh, when we are dealing with people who have seemingly transgressed the mitzvah in the Torah, and we need to judge them and possibly implement a punishment, then the judges and the courts should not be quick to bring justice and retribution. But rather, we should be particularly patient and meticulous in judgment. And that's the difference between the two. And that's why Moshe took his time to find out what to do with the Mekoshesh and the Megadev. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Havu Mesunim Badin. Be deliberate in judgment. Weigh all the evidence carefully. Don't rush to judgment. Give them the benefit of the doubt. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'oid ma'at va'ein rasha, v'zbananta al-makoyma v'anenu. So once heard an amazing pshat on this Pasuk. Va'oid ma'at, if you wait a little and don't rush to judgment and give them the benefit of the doubt, you will realize v'ein rasha, he's not wicked. V'zbananta al-makoyma, if you look carefully at his place in life, his struggles, his unique challenges, v'einenu, you will come to the realization that there's no evil there. So judge them favorably. We are living in unprecedented times, in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. Enemies are seeking our destruction. Evil regimes are building nuclear weapons with one goal, to wipe out the state of Israel and all of its inhabitants, Rechon Aslan. When the sirens go off, when missiles rain down on our cities, when Jews are crowded in bomb shelters, something powerful happens. We stop judging. No one checks to see what type of yarmulke you wear. No one looks at the color of your suit or the shape of your hat. No one asks whether you are Hasidish, Litvish, Sephardi, or even secular. Because when our enemies launch missiles, they don't discriminate. They don't ask what shitty you follow or what nusach you daven. They see one thing, a Jew. So if our enemies see us as one people, one unit, one nation, shouldn't we? Moshe Rabbeinu's message echoes today louder than ever. Rush to help and slow down to judge. And above all, see each other not as different factions, but as brothers and sisters. Because in the eyes of Hashem, we are not 1,000 different factions. We are one nation, one destiny. On Shabbos we read, V'hi b'nsoya Aron. And when the Aron traveled, the Aron represents the Torah. It represents our shared mission. Yes, every Shevet had its own degel, its own unique flag. We might be diverse. We might have different minhagim, different clothing, different styles of davening, different customs. But the Aron was always situated in the middle, because we march toward the same goal, the Torah. We all share a common bond, Kvod Shemayim. So when the Aron moved, we all moved together. Because true unity isn't uniformity. Unity doesn't erase diversity, it elevates it. Unity is what gives our diversity meaning. When there's unity, the Pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe, Kumu Hashem v'yifutzu avecha. Let your enemies scatter. Let those who hate you flee before you. When we are united, our enemies crumble. When this Achdus, Kuma Hashem, Hashem Himself rises up to protect us. And we're seeing it with our own eyes, the fear in our enemies, the cracks in their bravado. Our enemies are beginning to flee. They're hiding. They're taking refuge in other countries. Why? Because when Klal Yisrael stands together, nothing can stand against us. Not missiles, not terror, not even the lies of the media. So if missiles don't discriminate, neither should we. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.